Hello. We meet again, and I'm so grateful and honored to have you in this space with me. I ask that if you enjoy my content and if you are joining me on my weekly podcast, that you please make sure that you are subscribed to my weekly podcast, and also that you find me on all social media platforms, which is at Terrestrial Aura. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Spotify. So I look forward to seeing you there. And for today's podcast, I would like to touch on a topic that I feel is so often misconstrued. And what that topic is self-love and healing. And what that means to you, what that means to me, and what that means overall. Do you feel that it is possible to ever be fully healed? What does healing look like to you? Is healing something that has been bred to you and fed to you from the spiritual community, from religion, from society, from outside perspectives of yourself to tell you exactly what is best for you? Or is healing something that you find sacred? Something so sacred within that there's no outside body or embodiment that can hold any power over you to tell you what that is, how it looks, or how it must be. We live in a world where there are so many gurus, there are so many spiritualists, there are so many leaders and people who want to tell you how you must be, what you must do. But the thing is, what's right for one person is not always right for you or someone else. And the only way that we can lead and live in the energy of our highest self is by self-awareness, self-observation, self-acceptance, self-love, and self-forgiveness. How hard are you on yourself when you do something and it doesn't work out exactly as you hoped? How hard on you are you on yourself whenever you realize that what you're doing isn't quite as good as someone else? Are you using another person's successes as a measure of your own? Or are you constantly challenging yourself to be your best version of yourself daily because you are aware that the only competition that you have in this world is yourself? Who you were yesterday should not be who you are today, but not in the energy of feeling bad for who you are, but instead in the energy of feeling like you want to overcome who you are every single day. And you want to fill in the highest octave of your own energy, not set by some societal norm, not set by some standard, but set by you. What makes you happiest? What fulfills you? What makes you feel so incredible? And what can you do today as a step forward for tomorrow that will progress you into where you want to be? And will you ever be healed? Or is healing a continuous thing? Do you see healing and being healed as a linear thing to where only you can do this or only you can do that and that defines you? Or are you creating a new definition of yourself by being you and by being your most authentic self and by being aware of your highs and being aware of your lows and accepting yourself exactly where you are? Because you were perfectly imperfect, and there is no such thing as perfect. And the standards that society sets are oftentimes so unrealistic. Do you want to be the facade of a human being like everyone else? Or do you want to be the embodiment of your highest self? I want you to ask yourself these things daily. How often do you look in the mirror and tell yourself how much you love you and how proud you are? How often do you sit with yourself and feel your own energy in pure silence and just accept that you are a beautiful, evolving creature with a destination so beyond what you can even see that all of your beliefs are tying you to a specific reality? Are you willing to let go of what the world wants you to be and hold on to being yourself? What does being yourself look like to you? What does it feel like? How do you perceive it? How are you perceived? Do you care about how others perceive you? I'm not saying that it's bad if you do. In fact, I'll never tell you anything of how to be. All I am doing is simply asking you to view your own reality. View where you are, where you're going, and where you've come from. And I hope that you feel proud of who you are. And I hope that you feel proud of where you've been. And I hope that you are able to seek clarity by simply going within yourself without having to find an outside source of guidance, without having to have some extravagant agenda of what you must be. Are you being hard on yourself, or are you setting yourself free? Because there's so many different layers to reality. And the thing is, we are the conscious dictators of ourselves. But when we start seeking outside energy for that help to tell us what we must do, we oftentimes lose that touch with our own intuitive nature, within our own clarity of our own selves. And when we do this, it's almost like a disservice to ourselves, because who knows you better than you know you? And if you feel that anyone outside of you knows you better, then maybe that's a good challenge for yourself to get to know you more. What do you love? What makes you happy? What fulfills you? I challenge you to do something that fulfills you once every single day. And as that momentum builds, I want you to see how it makes you feel. I want you to see if it feels like it's in your highest good. And if it's in your highest good, I ask that you continue doing it. If you feel that it does not serve you, find something that does. We're all on our own unique divine missions. And although we are one whole of oneness, we are resonance of varying frequencies that have different planets and astrological elements and things that make up the matter of who we are. And we are each individual perspective viewing this life from our own objectives and our own way of seeing. We're not here to be everyone else. We're here to be ourselves. And that is the ultimate embodiment of self-love, according to me. And the beauty of this whole transmission is we all have our own clarity of how we want to see. So if you feel that by falling in line with another person's algorithm and tune is the best for you, bring awareness to that, and maybe that is best for you. But if you feel power in being yourself and not having to be a part of someone else, not having to be in a group of harmonic tune, of people that approve you, but instead of people who resonate with your soul frequency and accept you for who you are, whether it be dating, whether this be friendship, whether it be whatever, whether it be you being by yourself. As long as you feel confident and happy within the energy that you are producing, that you are becoming the producer and the production of your highest self and the highest self of awareness of you and becoming the embodiment of all that you are meant to do. So I hope this message finds you with peace. I hope this message finds you in resonance at a soul level to where you see the value of you. And I thank you for being here with me and sharing this space as always. And I ask once more, if you enjoy my content, if you enjoy my energy, then find me on all social media platforms with the handle @terrestrialaura. Please like, share, and subscribe. And thank you for being you, because you are a whole vibe. I love you guys. And until we meet again, I'll see you next week.